Every July, the sailor folk of Morden start buying a lot more milk. It's not that they're deficient in vitamin D or particularly deficient in any other way. In fact, most of them probably don't even finish the milk before it goes sour. And neither does it matter much what kind of milk it is. Full cream or semi-skimmed makes no difference. The size, though, is critical, because what they're after is the plastic containers, and in particular several dozen of the 2.27-litre ones. That's 4 nautical pints. With its handle and screw top, it's the vessel of choice for a whole host of nautical applications. In the first place, a cunningly modified 2.27-litre plastic milk bottle can be adapted with a few incisions to make not one, but 2 perfect balers, ideally suited for reaching the last drop of dew in the trickiest recesses of your boat's bilges. I propose a 7-part feature on milk bottle to baler conversion once the PBO project boat, Hantu Birra, is completed in June 2019. However, editor David Pugh has suggested that it might merit a very short insertion in the practical project section, although he did point out that as these are supposed to be reader tips, and as I'm a writer of sorts, I don't qualify for the at least £30 on offer for each tip published. It's a shame, as I think it a gold-topped tip-top top tip. So what I'm going to do is get a mate to send it in and split the proceeds. I just hope this column goes to press on a day when David is out of the office supervising some fiendishly authoritative and comprehensive test of the top 50 best LED-powered disposable boat barbecues. But there's another reason that the good folk of Morden prize plastic milk bottles so much. Unlike down in the Amble, where in the winter you all park your Moody 64s in your quadruple triple garages alongside your Aston Martins and inherited furniture, us East Coast sailors leave our boats outside, on account of the fact they don't fit in our outdoor loos, unless of course we sawed our boats in half. And that's where the plastic milk bottles come in. What you need is a really good boat cover, not a tailored one in the same material as those red trousers you're so fond of down south. That would be considered a fashion faux pas round here. What credible East Coast sailors like to use is a blooming great tarpaulin, or for old-timers with wooden boats and smacks, a patchwork of multicoloured remnants made from rubble sacks, old sails, bin liners, roofing felt, shower curtains and a rotting canvas to match their day wear. They really are that fashion conscious. And since time immemorial, the East Coast method of holding tarps down has been to festoon them with plastic milk containers full of water. We use full-strength, mud-brown water scooped up from the River Blackwater. But if you live in Lymington and are on a tight budget and only have a Moody 48, you can make savings by not using Perrier. Of course, it would be social suicide if anyone found out, but a risk worth taking if it means you can keep the gardener on. Now, as I'm a relative novice in the ways of the sea, I was still getting my milk delivered in glass bottles by mid-October, and the milkman kept asking for them back. Just as well, really, because if I'd secured my sailfish cover with glass bottles, in the first winter blow, I probably would have ended up with 1 million cracked and shattered shards, all perfectly dry, under a tarp, still held in place by 20 perfect, pristine milk bottles. Meanwhile, others had been stockpiling plastic vessels since the summer solstice, which traditionally marks the beginning of the milk container harvesting season. Ever since, I've been playing catch-up. On the plus side, I'm certainly not deficient in calcium, although my boat in her winter mud berth is still deficient in milk containers. And that's why I got a call from AD in the boatyard one blustery morning saying, "Dave, your cover's blown off and it's in the mud." Now, this is the last thing you want to hear on a day with sheeting horizontal rain. I was waiting for AD to add, "But I've put it back on again, mate." But he didn't. That would be beyond the call of duty and friendship. Since then, I've frantically increased my milk intake, although Bart, my Jack Russell Terrier, has gone right off the stuff. I'm now at the stage when I've even got one surplus container. I might convert one half into a winch cover and craft a muzzle for Bart out of the other. And if I can cope with any more calcium, I might make a tender for my sailfish, a kind of milk float, if you like. You can read all about these major projects in PBO once Hantu Birra is finished in December 2020. I hear the completion date has just been put back.